Natsuko-san.
Hi.
We have a bonus track.
Okay.
And, well, this is your idea, so take it away.
Chotto matte yo. Talking about debu. That's a word pretty frequently used in TV programs as a joke. You know, taking this chubby guy and calling him debu is very, very popular thing seen in TV programs. And there's actually a program titled Debuya.
Which is
like, you know, fat store.
And what's on the show? What do they do?
Well, there are three chubby guys, very popular comedians, and they go across Japan to find something really delicious.
They go store to store eating.
Yes, to restaurants. And they keep on eating. They're really delicious. And, you know, saying mayu every time.
Yeah, and the reason we're bringing this up is the word Natsuko-san just said, which is, one more time?
Mayu.
Which is?
Umai.
Yeah, it's their way of saying delicious.
Yes.
So if you know this jargon, if you know this word, you know, this comes from, you know, culture infiltrating language.
Yes.
This word, mayu, is based on this TV show, and these guys go around eating delicious food.
Yes.
So if you want to give it a try, not to your professor, but if you're out with some people who are very up to speed on what's going on in Japan and you say, mayu, I think first they'll be kind of shocked that you know this.
Yes.
But I think it could be really good fun. Now, not for a business meeting.
No, not really.
Nice business dinner. You definitely don't want to use this. But if it's a casual situation or something like that, yeah, it could be great fun.
Just for fun. Maybe you can try.
Yeah. Definitely give it a try. Reminds me of the story. One time a visitor came to see us and he mentioned that the other phrase we taught a couple months back, yabai, which means really very.
Yes.
Like, yabai oishi. Like at a restaurant and you want to say this is really delicious, kore wa yabai. Like this is phenomenal. Like,
yes.
You know, just doing things to my taste. But it's amazing. But it's very casual. So he told us a story. He went out to eat with his karate sensei. And he said to his sensei, sensei, kore wa yabai. And his 60-year-old sensei was kind of like,
Oh my God.
But it does make for good fun. Yes, please be careful. Disclaimer. You know how they iTunes, they have a little tag, explicit? We should have a tag like casual Japanese. Use with caution. All right, we're out of here. That's going to do it.